Beginning current daf and start the Rosh Hashanah daf Yud. Begin on Menal. Begin with the Masla. Begin with the Gemara. Perish in the Tia Zu Asurin at Tu B'Shvat. Now, however, the fruits of this sapling is forbidden up until Tu B'Shvat. Okay, so he explains. To Nehi Dil Nati because you're right. Although, but the sapling itself, when we start counting the years of Arla, Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei and it's already past that, so it should already be in the permitted state. No, in Arla Elon, but regarding Arla for the tree and not for sapling, which comes in this third year, is Mi Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, as Kiddush Rav Yonah, like Rav Yonah expounds in our sugi, Machsilik, it says in the Pasuk, Uba Shana Rabias, which really is part of the next sentence, but the Vav, Hachibur, says that Arla extends into the fourth year, Uba Shana Chabishas, and Net Rabai extends into the fifth year. So therefore, you're not totally out of the clear until you reach that Rosh Hashanah for the Arla of trees, which is only after Tu B'Shvat, so you're still really in the state of Arla or Net Rabai. Now, so he says, Baha, the Kavi, this that Chacham established that Shvat, whether it be Rosh Chodesh or Tu B'Shvat, that they established a Shvat as the Rosh Hashanah for the Elon. Why? Because most of the rain of the year has already passed. Because I mean, come on, like the Gemara tells later on, if you're Dalam and Al. But still a relevancy regarding that, this that they say that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the Netiyos. If what I mean, what's the significance? If you're telling for Arla, what is it, who cares is Rosh Hashanah? You still have to make it to Tu B'Shvat. Oh, there is a difference. Why? If you planted it 30 days before Shoshana, it's like you already went through a year already. And that is lazily in the bus of Tu B'Shvat. You don't go based on Tu B'Shvat, limnus lama yimlef in the Tu B'Shvat to count 30 days before Tu B'Shvat. No, you wait until Tishrei. That's already a year. And then you're already 1 year in already. Now, v'yesh halachas gedalas shekasvem. It's written in the halachas gedalas that perish on the revias, that the produce of the fourth year, bus of the parakluhu after it's redeemed, asur and it's forbidden, adenafkev ayl chamishas until it passes into the fifth year. It says v'shibishu, that's a mistake. Regarding such a situation, we never spoke about here in the sugya at all. This, that, which is the topic of our Tzad Masl, that if they blossomed in the fourth year, but before Tu B'Shvat, that we said that's forbidden forever, even though technically in the fourth year, we don't really treat it as Netravai, we treat it as Ar, like we said from the word Ubashana HaRavias. Now, V'chanut M'Ravias, and those that are blossomed in the fourth year, Achat Tu B'Shvat, Shor Lacha B'Dilat, that's permitted right away, right after you redeem right away, like any Netravai fruits. The comments in the that version of Spain that's written that a period the paradis the shnas arba, the fruits of the orchard in the fourth year, asir of the parklu, it's forbidden until you redeem it, which again is like a regular classic netra vilek terza pointing out. Kinnik test master begin with the Gemara Hamrina, but we said Yumecha Bishana Khashana that one day in the year is like a year. So there it's gonna be so that's what we're saying, that the one day in the year is like the year. But Tzai says, Hashli Yad, here the Gemara doesn't know how the Maskin Lubasev, this is what he said at the end, Lam Lakita, because saying, well, it's the 30 days. According to Meir, it should be one day. The Gemara doesn't know, which obviously the Gemara comes out Lamaskana, that no, you need 30 days for it to take root, and then to be a day to be considered as a year. Kitunak says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Ben Chabdal Tchodesh V'Mechad. That it's when the 24 months are one day, which because Stampar, Ben Chalish, regular one, says in the Torah, bull, it's 3 years old, because you're talking about safe like the Sefer says. But how you mechan is one day, because you're already one day into the third year, because one day in the year is already like the year. According to Belez, it has to be 30 days. For Chalish, Yom Lamed, now, that whole 30th day, meaning for those 30 days, that 30th day, Ain, Dina, Lika, Ben Bakr, Belikapar. So Tzai says, it's already out of the second year, so it's not Ben Bakr, but it's until it passed 30 days, according to Beloza, it's not like a par yet. It's just like this creature, the stage of Palgis, which is brought up the in the Chundaf of Gimel and Aleph, where the Itzroch Oil Rebuy, that you need Oil to include it, because really it's neither a lamb nor a ram, because it has to go in a period of 30 days. That's the same thing over here in the 30 days of a par. But it says in the Hashem HaSem, maybe there by the Palgis is different. Make Tony Perikam in the par. Mishnah Gimel, the Ben Yud Gimel, Chodesh, when it's 13th month, in the Kashal Lel Ayl Lel Kevis, it's not valid to be a lamb because it's past its first year. It's not valid to be a ram because it has to be at least a month into its second year. But like Tony Hachikab Pan, it doesn't say the same thing regarding a bulldog, like we're saying. So maybe it's different. Now, then Tony points out, he says, it's not for everything that we say that one day in the year is considered as a year. Why? Because the Yesh Dvarim, there are certain things, meaning even according to this Mandama of Tzad Maschel, the Yesh Dvarim, because there are certain things that the Fulham Isla Ismin actually needed to be a full 24-hour period, has to finish the entire thing. Ketan Perek Gitz Devin, like the Mishnah teaches Nidav Memhem and Al. Ben Teshon Vim Echad has to be not only a full 9 years, it has to be even one day into that 10th year. And Ben Yad Gimel Shon Vim Echad, Bar Mitzvah, 13 years old, has to be a full 13 years and even one day into the 14th year. Bas Yad Beishon Vim Echad, also Bas Mitzvah, has to be 12 years and one day in. With the Oisiyim Echad, what's that extra day? Ketel HaShon Eis Leis, to make it a complete 24-hour period that you went from the day of the birth all the way, where it's not sufficient one day into the 13th year, and they actually have to finish it and even go one day further. Whereas now there is a case of when a girl's 3 years old and one day, that's actually plegat tanoim in the Gemara. That's actually machleis tanoim in the Gemara over there on the Mevdal and Beis. That even a girl is 2 years old and one day, he's the mandam of Yom Echad b'shana chazor shana, that the kabas gimel shleim is tamid. Then she's like a full fledged 3 years old, which is the minimum of being considered as bia to be engaged through that way. Because one day is considered a year. But chambayu, like we're pointing out over here, it tastes not every time is it enough yemechad. Sometimes you actually need meis leis. No, boy baskim of yemechad, they actually say the opposite. Not two years in one day. Actually 3 years in one day, because meis leis means you actually hold that no, it has to be a full 3 years and even one more day, so you have a full 24-hour period from the actual moment of birth. The beginning was the Gemara Egel Stam Ben Shana. When it says unspecified a calf, it means a 1 year old, Ben Bokker, Ben Shtayim, when it says a young cattle, the Ben Shtayim, 2 years old, and Par, Ben Gimel, and a bull is 3 years old. So it says, Tezakor, Ben Bokker. So when it says Ben Bokker, like we're saying in the Maskel, must mean Ben Shtayim, 2 years old. Because we say, Hainu Eagle Ben Bokker, that when you say a calf that's Ben Bokker, below Par Ben Bokker, but we don't say Par Ben Bokker. By the power of when the Kohen Gadol is Naveh, the Tamil in the Bryce of power, it says a bull, Yechel Bull Zogar, even if it's very old, Tamil Ben, it says Ben, which is not, it's young. Even if it said Ben Yechel Kohen, it's even very small, Tamil Par, which is always connotes older. Okay, it's at Hassel. So Ben Gimel, according to Chamim, is when it's 3 years old. Remeyam, he said, Abben Abba Ben Chomish Kashem, no, even if it's 4 or 5, it's going to be Kasha. So see that Ben Bakr is from a par is 3, but Ben Bakr is 2 years old. That's Egel Ben Bakr. So this is a tame. It's a wonder. Why? Because the Tam Perikam the Par, we're learning the Mishnah first Perikam, second Par, Rabbi Zegliyam. He says Parim, and it says bulls. So that's Bnei Shtayim, 2 years old. Shnem like it says in the pasuk of Far Sheni Ben Bakr Tikat Lachatas, which the word Sheni there is superfluous, which actually comes to tell us that the Par is actually 2 years old, not a second bull, but 2 years old. They say up in the Gimel, no, even if it's 3 years old. Remeyer misses up in the Abba Chemishikrim, even if it's 4 or 5 years old, it's going to be valid. But one thing is, Amah, so you see, Machsh, Remeyer validates the power by Bull, Afalabene, Shtay Shani, when it's 3 years old, because the Mesa is Glili, he's saying even. And that's going on the Chacham, who are saying even on Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So you see, Remeyer holds that 2 years old is good, but the Hokamash, here now, so he sounds like an Egel by Buckle, Remeyer Ben Shtayim. That if a calf that's called Ben Bakr according to me is 2 years old, Par Ben Bakr is Ben Gimel, then the Par that's Ben Bakr would be 3 years old. Unfortunately, Ben Gimel, but less than 3 years old wouldn't work. But it sounds like a way that he holds 2, 3, and 4, and 5 works. So let me have to say, no, the after coming to Mayim, the second part of there that it says that he says even, it's not going to be Zeglili. A Rabboniko, it's going to Rabbonon, which they validated a three-year-old, and he's saying not only 3, but even 4 or 5, but Libri Zeglili, it's not going to be Zeglili who says even 2. Now, Petrus Kain Masnid, Rabbi Zeglili, Basimus Rabbi Mevacham. And actually, Petrus Kain, but actually quotes Rabbi Zeglili after Mevacham. Rabban the Hassan Lover, and therefore Rabbi is not going on him. And Rabban the Hassan Lover, Rabban the Panan, obviously Rabban over there is not the Rabban in Sakhdas Para. Because Rabban in Sakhdas Para do say As, which they hold 2 is good. But there, they hold that no, it's only 3, and Rabbi says even 4 or 5. And again, Rabbi is not going, Rabbi Zeglili. Phoenix says Masl, to begin with the word Digma, Blav Kabachemo, isn't it Kabachemo? Man, Nida, if we find me Nida. Which, and we compare Seif and Tchila Sayyan. Now, in the beginning of the parag, we had that the halacha was brought that one day in the year is considered a year regarding the years of the kings. And there it's at the end of the years that if a king becomes a king in Adar, we count Nisan as another year. Now, a king that dies in the first of Nisan, oh, then we would say that you don't count it as a year. Now, Tosis as that over there is a kavuchemer. If nida, where at the beginning of the last day doesn't count for the end of the calculation, rather you have to wait till the end of the day, Still, the first day does count for the cheshbon of his full day as the first day of her 7 days of nida. So isn't it kavul chaymer by the king that if he dies in the first of Nisan, that it should count at the end, that it should count in the beginning of the year? That's what Tais asks over there. So Tais says, Mirish Pirkin, from the beginning of the parak, Loi Kashmir, there's no difficulty, as we just explained what the question would be, because Bishop doesn't like to explain it, but they end up based on Maschel Abel, because that's not a question. Because not going based on the beginning of the end, by the beginning and end of the year, rather, we go beginning and end of the calculation, because in the year, even though we're counting the end of the year, but it's the calculation of the beginning of the years of this king. So we count the other as the first of the calculation. That's just like Nida, where we count the end of the first day. And when the king dies in Nisan, we don't count the end, meaning even at the beginning of the year, but the end of his years, just like we don't count the Nida, the beginning of the day, but the end of our calculations. Because like Tais Masla, to begin the words of the Gemara, Shnayim, Shiyim Echad Oilim, Shanim, so we're running years, Shiyim Echad Oilim Metchilasin. That one day counts in the beginning, isn't the kavul chaymer that one day should be effective at the end, which as Tais explains, this would say its beginnings, as we just mentioned this idea in the previous Taisis. Beginning means, yeah, the beginning of the year in this context, it means, but the end of the calculation. And then the end, the end of the year, but it's but the beginning of the calculation of the years of Arlo. Now, Menantes comes to explain and actually ask a question on the Gemara's Kavul Chaymer. Now, we're proving from Nida that, as we said in the previous Taisis, that we say that the beginning of the seventh day doesn't count for the end of our Shabbos Yom. But the end of the first day does help for the calculation of her 7 days of Nida. So obviously, when it comes to the end of the calculation, that to say Mitzrayim Kekulei would be a bigger chiddush than counting Mitzrayim Kekulei in the beginning. And if we're going to count the end of the calculation, Mitzrayim Kekulei, for sure we should count Mitzrayim Kekulei in the beginning of the cheshbon. But that it comes to reject that kavul chaymer, not from Nida, but rather from the parallel halachas of Zava. But Zava is a mixim kukuli only at the end and not in the beginning. And not like a proven from Nida, that if we say at the end, mixim kukuli, for sure we say in the beginning. This Tais says, you're going to say like this. Tais has to take a second look. He says, you're proving from Nida, what means Zava techiach? Zava is a similar related halacha of the dam of the woman, but she ipcha menida is actually the opposite of Nida. The end of the day is not effective in the beginning. Meaning, if let's say she's hefsik tar, she's clean, for her shivas nikiyim, the end of the first day, it's not kind of day one. She's ever in the kutin, that's actually the custom of the kutim. These rich pekman as kutin on needed of lamigim lodav, to yom shibasek is by the day that she would do a hefsik tar, that she would find clean, they would say far to limit time, she would count for the counting of the 7 days. Which, as places for once, is avik of the parakhala, although the mother asked, anna, and safi, we also should count it. The kamalach, we don't actually conclude that. But the parakhala basin need, like we find, the gemara asked the last parakhala need, that's not that's a medalis. But avka kutoy, amr lishmait, what rabbi is going to say the season like 2 times? So we don't relate that. Now, vavalachi, and even so, tchila sayyem oil b'seifa, l'rabiyesi, the parakhala to tell him something that pay alpha manaf. Meaning, at the end of the Shabbos Nagim, the beginning of the day is effective. Meaning, if she got clean all the way till through the morning of the seventh day, that meaning because we say mitzvah kagulah, we say, oh, part of the day is like the whole day at the end of the count, when at least some of the seventh day had already gone through. And dolemos lemeshakech tumas atoyim dezava, where tumas atoyim is a borrowed terminology here in this context for a tumah that's verified only at a later point in time. Which actively rejects the Torah that you had, because it turns out that day wasn't Torah at all. But we're not concerned that we're going to reject that Tahara after you finish at least part of the seventh day, if you're going to see after that, because even if you do see, and it's verified that she wasn't clean, there's no concern. Why? Because it doesn't reject it retroactively. to say that, oh, you never made it to Shivnikim. And it only contaminates from here on. So we see there's a mixim kukule at the end, according to Rav Yosi. And we permit after part of the seventh day. Additionally, Tosafot proves this idea of Rav Yosi, that we see mixim kukule by Zava at the end, where Zava Gedela, Namal Meshakachas. You also can't have what's called Zava Gedela, which is this halacha of counting 7 days, which is only when she sees 3 contiguous days in a row. So the Gemara tells us that if you hold a visa, it makes him kakulai. So how do you ever have 3 straight days? The movement's not going to bleed straight for 3 straight days. So the Gemara tells us that ele b'shei fas, either if it is somewhat of a flow without stopping, or she sees dam by 2 twilights. So you're getting 3 days through those 2 twilights. And if you're not having mixim kukulai. Now, says Taisus, there's this difficult because we see that from that calculation where she sees ben hashmashes between the first and the second, between the second and the third, so there's no real stop in between of a tahara between the 3 days that she saw. But if you don't, if it's true that we don't mix him kukuli at the end, which is saying that he's proving that you say that you do, but if we didn't, then what do you mean? You could say very simply, she saw 3 mornings. And that either was a hafzik. That's not a hafzik because you don't have to make some kukula. You saw in 3 days. The fact that the Gemara wants to say that only when you see it by 2 benashmashas. So we see that make some kukula, we say at the end. And if the end of the day was with tahara, so that actually would actually interrupt the continuousness of the days of Ziva. And when she sees benashmashas between the first and the second, and so that was in Tumah between second and third. So the end of the day was also Tumma. So there was no end of the day Tar that it should be considered as a day to be Mafsi between Re'eliyah. So you see that by Zavu, it makes him Kukuloi. But that's only at the end and not in the beginning. Not like the Kavochem we say over here. So it's what you have to say is, yeah, the high Kavochem, the high Kavochem, the Abyesi. The Kavochem over here would be not like Abyesi. Because according to Abyesi, you're right. There wouldn't be any proof of neither because you can prove the opposite from Zavu. But since there's a new, however, I feel like Rabban Kashna, even going to Rabban is difficult. Because the Nehi Namid Al-Khichazi Bishri, because you're right, although that if she's going to see Dam on day 7, so Metamal Lumafreya, not like a BC. Rabban hold, yeah, it's going to retroactively make her tummy. But Mikamakam, even so, says Taisis, Kivan the Shar Lashamash Lachat Vilmi Amid Rais, isn't biblically actually the woman after the morning of the 7th day? The woman biblically is actually, after she immerses herself, is actually permitted to have Bia with her husband. Elab, if not, Mishum the Asr Abundance, it's the rabbis who made it forbidden. Shem Tibbet they saw because it might come to the situation of doubt, can mean Pegbas need, like we say in the last Pegbas need, that by in Bezim and Alves. But Al Korach Oilat Chilzayim, obviously we see that biblically the beginning part of the day is counted. Because Elab, if not for that, for Sabal Azan Yomim, Bachatitam Rachman. Torah says you have to count 7 days and then purified. Torah says, well, like, and you don't have that. How could we say biblically you're allowed to go out and be Mishamish? After the morning of the 7th day. Obviously, because we say Mixim Kukulai at the end by Zava. And not in the beginning. So again, we still have the question, even according to Rabbanim. So Venera says, and why prove Mimanita when Zava is the exact opposite? So it says Venera, it would seem to like Dami Zava Lahani. No, you cannot, the Gemara only compares Nida not to Zava. It's not comparable to what we're discussing over here. Why? No, Ayam Nikim covered Nachman. The term is particular by Zava. You have to have 7 clean days. How could the end of the day count? This day was not Tar. They cried us because she ultimately saw. And therefore, even if you have Mixizim Kukula, but you can't go ahead and count this day as clean for the counting of Zava. Now, although by the equivalent of what's called Zava Kitana, she has to only count 1 day of clean, that's Sefayim Oila, then the day does count, like I explained, but Shani Azim, it's different because the Sefayim Echel Echad, the counting of 1 day for 1 day seeing, Nafkalam Basav Nid, the Gemara learns that at the end of Nid, Davayin Gemara Ab, and that's some Yiyah, where it says Yiyah, where, yeah, even seeing 1 day that she's Tamei, it doesn't say you need to have clean days, it's just you have to count. And here it says only after she purified herself. To the Shimri expansion, later to Mavsek, that you can't tell me that's in between in the counting of 7 clean days. It has to be full 7 days. So you can't say the end of the day that she sees should count for her days of purity. So that's regarding the beginning of the count for the first day of Tara. But Tchelzim, the beginning of the day, didn't show up the seven. That makes sense for the end of the count. That should be effective. Why? The whole commentary law. So even if the Shem Mikim, that's what it's saying. You can't prove where, oh, it's obviously in the beginning it doesn't work and then it does work. No, beginning it doesn't work because it has to be full 7 days. It has to be clean. And if the beginning of the day was not, it's not going to work even at the end. Now, regarding the end that we see it does count, oh, because the Cholkam Delay Ross, as long as you didn't see Dam Yat Tarihu Tar, so it's Tara. So therefore, biblically, we would let her have Tashmish. And you could count as Yom Tar. So therefore, it's the opposite of Nita. But again, that's only specifically over there because it has a Din Shem Nikim, and therefore it's not just comparable to the halachas of counting of a partial day. It's like the whole day to say Mixim Kukule regarding the beginning and the end. But then it says, I'm never going to say it. I have to take a second look. It says, "V'amai dachik." So then, if that's the case, why is the Gemara pushing? Lashkuch is abe Gemura, to which we alluded to earlier in Taisus, to find a full-fledged Zaba, which is abe Gedela. Little Yisib b'shtei ben Hashmasha said, "Oh, you have it when she sees Dam by two ben Hashmashas. Hamashkach is love, but you could have b'rei b'leilas when she sees three times in three nights, not necessarily by ben Hashmashas." Because, well, I'll tell you why, because it's serious Laila 3, because starting to count the night, I'm not considered counting. He's pegged based on Megillah, Nevchav Manav. You can't count. And so, every day you can't count when it starts at night. And so you already start, you can't count this day. So you already have 3 days. Why is it 3 specifically Benesh Mashas? Bisham says, oh, because the Dachik Azovah Bimam, because we're pushing, because we specifically want to find how you have a Zovah Gedela that happened during the daytime. Because Bisham doesn't call you Mei Zovah, because it says in the passage, call you Mei, all the days of Zovah. And actually, the Baha'i Tamar, for that reason, Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Rabba B'Sev Nida, Eman the Gemara wants to even entertain to say, B'Mami Tehab Zaba, that she sees it during the day, that makes her into a Zaba. But Leila said, Night Tam Tamanav Nida, she make her into Nida. And so the Perikam, the Hari is Tam Dal Manav, Namigab Tzedukim, we find in the Sadducees, the Amaz Zaba, Lo Habal B'Mami, they see Zaba only during the daytime. So there was what we wanted to say in this case, Ben Ashmasha, to get it that she had during the daytime, not at nighttime. Even though at nighttime, yeah, that would be a good answer. But since it's me, it's not possible to say what we just said. Because if that would be the case, the Gemara then should have been explicit and should have said, if you tell me you could have a simple case by night times, you should have said, how do you have a Zabba during the day times? But moreover, because the Chimishan, when the Gemara answered the Gittin German base, it's talking about where she saw two twilights. Actually, I should have said that she sees three twilights. Because you need to have that she saw three times during the daytime. Because if you see by two Benishmashas, for example, day one and day two and day two and day three, so day three is at nighttime. And you should have said, for example, like she sees three Benishmashas, which you would have had between the third and the fourth, then you have three times during the daytime, like you're trying to say. Now, me, however, Besef Pekchen Nazar, at the end of the second Pekchen Nazar, of Tesayim Benam, Kesimachosvam, the Gisin, all the text is, given the Chodesh Shleisha Benishmashas. For example, if she saw three twilights, Samachlish Kizachama, close to sundown. But yeah, there was not enough time to go ahead and in the daytime to count, in other words, where she saw in the beginning of all those 3 days, it comes out that in this day you never had a clean time to count it as a clean day, and therefore, yeah, actually, that's why it's demolishing the ability of having three continuous days of that's why it is three continuous days of being a Zavah Gedayla, because you can't even count a Mixtus Hayayim of to Kukule to make it that it wasn't three continuous days. That kind of takes comes to explain actually in another way his question that why didn't the Gemara bring Zabi Gedailo when she saw at nighttime? And based on that, he's then can be able to answer his prior question that why isn't it enough with two Benish Mashas, like the Gersa seems to say, to be Zabi Gedailo when she says it should be three. So he said, but Neil the Farish, it seems to explain like this. Lakakhli Kama Berebele is the reason why the Gemara didn't say it's more where she saw at nighttime is Mishum Dribyesi, because Rabbi Yisi, he holds, just like that, if the beginning of the day would be clean, that would be enough to count that as a clean day. And therefore, that would interrupt the three consecutive days of Tumah Tumah and Zavah Gedailah. So too, the end of the day, if you end in a state of purity, even though she's in the beginning, would also be considered as if it was clean, which would interrupt the three consecutive days. Ubesev Perek Beis Denazer, and the end of the second Perek Denazer Mechir Ken. The Gemara proves this point, because the Gemara's house in the Gears over there is, Kibin the Chazar B'Palgad the Yoimim, that we were talking about what she saw in the middle of the day. Vidach Palgad the Yoimim, but the other half of the day, Salak Lashimar, the half of the day, is considered like Tahar, which is therefore it's going to interrupt the three consecutive days of Tumah. So you see that, yeah, that even at the end is going to be considered as a shemer. Now, even the Rebbein Tam actually explains over there that the idah halgadiyim shall achav kama. Actually, we're not talking about the second half of the day, because as she saw in the beginning, actually it would be 3 days of tam according to Rebbein Tam. This that says half of the day is shemer actually means that if she didn't see on the following day, that's going to interrupt the counting of the ziva, even though she didn't table. So it says lemasrik, and it doesn't sound like that in the wording of the Gemara, like Rebbein Tam. Rather, truth is that it's talking about that day and not the following day. And if the end is clean, so that's going to interrupt the 3 days of to make her to Zavah Gedela. And become mitech shenui divashani. Also, from the answer the Gemara gives over there, that says lahavashois bayoyim, that there wasn't any time during the daytime where any time to count in the state of Tari, even at the end. So that you see that, but at the end of the day, you could make a Tara. Oh, okay, so that's why the Gemara didn't answer. They were talking about 3 consecutive nights to make her into Zavah Gedela, because that would be considered like as if you started in the state of Tumah, because at night time you can't count. But the end of the day would go ahead and interrupt. So therefore that wouldn't be an effective way. But if you saw by Bein HaShemashes, so then you're getting the end and the beginning of the day not clean. Oh, so that's the only way you're going to be able to get the Gimel Yom Ritufim to make her into Zavah Gedela. Now just comes to explain what we mentioned before, that by Shemeres Yoim, that she counts the day that she stopped, even that day itself, as one of the clean days, even though that she already seen during that day. So it says, that's not considered minikutim, that they count the day itself that already had a re'ia as a day of stopping of Nikia, because the Hasim is a good more day by the full fledged of the Tsukasai Nikim, she has to have 7 clean days. So, like we said, the Mshapasak is Labnaki, who the day that she stopped seeing, which she had seen earlier in the day, that can't be considered day one of being clean. But we're going to counting the days, it doesn't say that it has to be 7 clean days. Limited the cross, it could be sure that you have to have a day, but that makes a yim could be good coolie. But more with the Mshapar Zion, when you count the extreme Nikim, have a slave for yim, it's The end of that first day is the beginning of the counting, and then we don't say it. B'shemeres yom have b'sev sfira, that it's really the end of our counting, because the cycle of b'chad yom, so although it's really the beginning, but it's also the end, like it's only one day, and then that's why it's going to work when it's in kikuloi, even on the day itself, or the day of the Hetzik Tara.